is Senator Al Simpson. Some parents sure fail to make the grade when it comes to helping their own children to get a good education. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, students across the country are basking in their annual spring break or eagerly waiting for it. Yet as we ponder the results of a recent Parent-Teacher Association survey, parents have to realize that they never get a vacation from involving themselves fully in their own kids' education. The PTA survey found that while parents care deeply about education, many pull up short when it comes time to be there helping with the homework or taking their kids to the library or attending PTA meetings. Yet we do know that when a parent is involved and cares, then their child is a better student. Congress comes back soon from its spring break, and as we debate all of the various old and new programs for education, it's so important for us to encourage parents to participate more in those programs. What grade would you give me for sharing that idea, Ted?
Al, I'm not sure the PTA would give you a passing grade for your flawed analysis of that study. Parents need to be partners in their children's education, but the PTA survey shows that most parents fall short of meeting the goal. As the study noted, many educators feel that greater parent involvement is the real key to improving the quality of education in the nation. But the basic point of the study went whizzing right over your bald head, Al. It drew a critical distinction. Parents do make an effort in the home to be involved in their children's schoolwork, such as by discussing classroom topics or helping with homework. But the PTA study found much less personal involvement by parents in the equally essential role of knowing their children's teachers and taking part in specific school activities. Educators are right, Al. When more parents start showing up at schools, schools will start doing a better job. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next in a St. Patrick's Day debate. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.